Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Healing Relationships. I am your host, Natasha. Happy belated Mother's Day to all of you ladies out there, all of you wonderful mothers. Happy belated Mother's Day. I hope everything went well and my blessings went out to you all through my prayers. Okay, I always pray for the mothers out there, whether I know you or even if I don't know you, I'm still praying for you. I'm a praying woman, and once again, happy belated Mother's Day to all of you lovely mothers out there. How have you ladies been? I have not heard from you ladies in a while. I've been very busy with a lot of my clients. You know, I run a business, and business is really kicking for me. I love all my clients. I love the work that I do, and I'm just so happy to be on air with you all. So I hope everything is going well with you all. I kind of feel a little emptiness when I'm not on air speaking to you ladies. I love to tell you guys about what's going on in my life. I like when you all listen to me by archives or live on air. I appreciate all of the callers. I appreciate every live caller, all of you ladies and even gentlemen that listen to me by archives. Thank you so much. I love you all. I missed you guys so much. You know how I am, a little bit emotional because I love you all so much. And this is why I'm doing this work. Thank you for tuning in to Healing Relationships once again. So today's topic is going to be change can bring forth healing in your life and relationships. I love this topic because it was a topic that I always struggled with. I always wanted to hear someone speak about a topic like this because I always struggle with change. Any ladies out there that struggle with change, whether it's in your marriage, whether you're divorced, whether you're starting a business, maybe you got laid off. Change happens in every area of our lives. But sometimes change requires pain. Majority of the time, at least for myself and a lot of my clients that call in, no one likes the pain. We all want change. Like, I wish this person would change, and I need to change. I need to work on my weight. Some of you all may be saying, I need to stop being a procrastinator. I procrastinate so much. I'm tired of being a procrastinator. I'm so sick of going to these interviews, and for some reason, they don't call me back. Maybe I need to change the way I speak. Maybe I need to change what I'm wearing. Maybe I need to change. It's something that we all want. But there's a price to pay with change. And sometimes it's not all good. I've known even myself, some people and some folks out there, they go through change and they'd be so happy about it. They'd be like, oh, I just made this dramatic, I just did what they call that. I'm not sure, what is it, a 360, a 380 turnaround? People say, you need to start learning some slang language, Tasha. So sometimes I don't get it right. So please forgive me out there, ladies. I laugh at myself all the time. But they said, I did a major turnaround because I took the time and I focused on what I really wanted and I just did it. So I listened to their conversation and we're interacting and we're talking to one another. And the person who I'm talking to, sometimes I go, wow, they didn't even go through anything major. When I was going through the same exact change, I went through this, I went through this, I went through this, I went through a lot of pain. But here's the other person telling me they did the exact same thing, and it just went so smooth for them. Now, I'm happy for them, but sometimes I question, like, why did I go through all that? I mean, I had to go through court. I had to go through upset, broken relationships. I had to go through heartache. I had to go through this and that. I had to go through struggle, but I still made it. So sometimes we may go through things, but I believe some of the people who go through things easy in life, and don't quote me on this, ladies, but sometimes I believe sometimes they have a certain strength, amount of strength in them, where as of to people, let me just speak about myself because I don't want you to be like, I'm not like that. I'm good. I'm a strong person. I'm not calling anybody weak because I know a lot of people get offended when I use the word weak. So I don't want people to quote me on this. And sometimes people misinterpret what I say and they make up their own words. But some people are stronger than others in certain areas. So maybe if, let me give you a quick example so I will be understood and not misunderstood by some of you ladies out there. Let's just say I'm going to enroll in school, right? Let's say, okay, I'm going to go and we're going to enroll in school and then I'm going with a friend, and maybe my friend, she has the money to do it. And I also may have the money to do it. So she goes and she fills out the application. She does what she needs to do so that she may be accepted into the school. Now, I may do the same thing, but what's going on with me? Oh, my God, they done froze your bank account. Why did they freeze my bank account? I just was in the bank last week. What's going on with my bank account? Now I'm put on hold. Now, I can't really start when my friends start because I'm having issues with my finances. They froze my account. And I go to the bank to get things taken care of, but they're telling me, well, you're going to have to wait for a certain amount of time. By the time this is over with, my friend is going to be able to start school, and I won't be able to start school because I'm going through all this. What is going on? So now I'm delayed, and I feel like my friend is doing so much better than I am. Now, what I have to work on is being patient and knowing that whatever is going to happen is going to happen. But maybe a higher power in the universe is teaching me, be patient. Don't give up. Don't throw in a towel. Well, maybe, as my friend, she already mastered the rule of being patient. So I'm not, don't quote me on this. I'm not saying, but majority of the time, sometimes there's a God out there. The universe is sending messages to us like, don't look at what other people are doing. But sometimes that change will be delayed sometimes to build you up and strengthen you. But you will proceed. You will make it. And a lot of times, a lot of us, we want something real quick and we want it real fast. And the change is not happening the same time. If it's not happening, let's just say it like this. If it's not happening when your friend, maybe she's about to prosper in a certain area, and maybe you want to prosper along with her. It's not your time. It's her time. It's not your, maybe it's your sister's time. That's your sister. It's your sister time. It's not your time. Maybe it's your brother time. That's your brother, but it's not your time. Maybe it's your family member's time, and she just came from overseas, and she came and got her green card, and she's moving faster than you. And you're like, I've been living here all my life, and my relative comes over, and she's now a citizen in the United States, and she's bypassing me. It's her time. It's not your time. And so sometimes a higher power wants to strengthen us. In other areas where we're weak at. I need to drink some water. I don't have any water by me. You ladies out there know I need some water. So if you hear me stuttering, my mouth is getting kind of dry, and that is my mistake because I need to drink some water, ladies. That is my fault. However, I just want to let you know that we cannot follow other people. But that's something that we can do. We can look at other people. We just have to realize and we have to understand that your timing is your timing and my timing is my timing. But change can happen, and it will, ladies, bring forth healing in your life, in every area of your life. Now, some of us, we may need to change the way we speak to others. Others may need to change the way we think. Our thinking is just so messed up. Always thinking negative. Always have an opinion towards someone else that's caught being very judgmental. So sometimes we have to work on the way we think. We have to work on our weight. We have to work on we speak. A lot of things that we need to work on. Some of us need to become, I don't need to say this, but some of us need to watch what we eat. Okay, y'all know that I be having cookie cravings and cookies and mess up my teeth. my teeth is just so messed up with cookies. And I'm an honest person, and ladies, I've been eating cookies, but I have been brushing more often. So that means when I eat my cookie, I'd be like, let me go brush my teeth. And so as in opposed to when I used to be outside and I'm eating cookies, I can't brush my teeth when I'm outside. So sometimes we do learn, like, from our mistakes. It makes us more wiser. And we need to start accepting ourselves and loving ourselves and esteeming ourselves and speaking to ourselves, saying that we can make it, we can change. It may require pain. It may require some hard work, but we can change. You have to ask yourself, what are you passionate about pursuing, and what are you eager to leave behind? I'm going to say that again. What are you passionate about pursuing, and what are you eager to leave behind? You have to answer that question yourself. And then when you do answer it, you know that there's some work that has to be done. You have to be willing to put in the effort. I don't care if you have your bachelor's, your master's. I don't care what it is that you have. If you do not work in the areas that you lack strength in, that you feel that you're weak in, everything else is irrelevant, because you will not make it in life if you're not happy with yourself. Just work on the area that you're weak in. So what if your sister's strong in that area? So what if your brother's strong in that area? So what if your coworker's strong in that area? So what if your next door neighbor is strong in that area? We're not talking about anyone else, and we look, and we have a lot of us don't admit this to ourselves, but we have a lot of envy. We want to do what somebody else is doing. We're always looking at other people, what they're doing, but we have to learn and be accountable for our own actions and our own lives and begin to work on ourselves. And this is why I love being a coach. I love it, I love it, I love it, because I work with a lot of my clients, and many of my clients come and say they want this person to change and look what this person did. But my main focus is, yes, I will. I'm going to discuss all of that stuff. You know, just a lot of things that people do to us, it's just not right. But we have to focus on ourselves, because when you begin to master who you are and accept who you are, I don't care if you never went to school a day in your life, you have to become comfortable with who you are. I don't care if you didn't finish college. I don't care if you didn't went to college. I don't care if you never finished high school. You have to become comfortable in who you are. And in this area that you know you can master, master it. We can't let other people's opinion affect our lives, because when we're trying to change, that voice, the negative voice that we hear, is going to become a stumbling block for us, and we don't need that. So that's why I said, ladies, you have to go forth in your marriage. Know that it will work. Know what works for you, and actually know what will work for others may not will work for you. So that's why you have to know what will work for you. Study yourself. Take time to know who you are. Forget about everybody else's opinions. People are going to talk. People are going to say, I don't like the way this person talks. I don't like the way she stares at me. I don't like the way this person dressed. I don't like it. It's always going to be what somebody doesn't like. If they don't like you, they don't have to listen to you. And I tell people, if they don't like the way I sound on radio, on air, they don't have to listen to me. Simply disconnect, turn off your radio, turn off whatever it is. You don't have to listen to me on air. You can listen to someone else. I'm here for people who is really willing to make a change, people who are hurting, people who want to change, they're thriving, they need someone to talk to. I'm here for those people. If judgmental people, I care for them, because they learned that from somewhere, because 9 times out of 10, those people are the ones that's hurting. So people always ask me, oh, why do you defend those who judge people, who treat people bad? Because they're hurting. They need help. But I'm also here to help the needy, those who are hurting and broken, those who want to change. I'm here for those people. So stop worrying about people who's judging you, because it's hard for you to change if you're worried about the next person, what this person is saying at work, what this person is saying in your family, what this person is saying when in the store, when you walk in the store, the supermarket, what this person is going to do when you go into the postmarket. Stop worrying about that and handle your business. Look, ladies, you're going to have people to judge you. Stop worrying about your mother-in-law who doesn't like you. I'm not going to say so what, but sometime it's going to be you're just going to have to say so what. Now, sometime I'm kind of stuttering today because it's things that I want to say that I cannot say on air, ladies. So I'm going to keep my cool and calm. I'm only human. But I want you ladies to understand that you cannot waste your life and not move and be stuck on account of somebody else's opinion of you. If they don't like you, so what? If they think that you are not going to make it, so what? If they think that you are not smart enough, so But if they think the person who you are involved with is not for you, so what? You got to develop a so what. You cannot care what others are saying about you, or you will never make it, because you're going to live on other people's opinion. You have to begin to esteem yourself. Esteem. You have to have that confidence about yourself. Talk to yourself. Encourage yourself. I'm not saying it's easy. You need to help. You need somebody to counsel you. You need somebody to coach you. You need somebody to talk to. But you need to begin to esteem yourself. You need to develop that confidence, that self-confidence. And you need the self-awareness. This is why in my practice, my coaching practice, I always... when I'm coaching them, I always have to let them acknowledge, like, listen, when you are working with me, this is about you, and we're going to work on you. So I have to let you know at times where you are wrong at. So in other words, if you're saying, well, this person did this to me and I feel this way, so this person did this to me, I have to say, okay, what are you doing? Let's forget about what the other people are doing. I need to know, what is it that you're doing? So I'll be going, and we're going to engage in mutual conversation. We're going to talk, and I'm going to interact with you. I give you exercises, activities. I give you things to do, assignments, and I'm there for you. We're going to be constantly talking one-on-one. This is what I do. And I love the people who I'm coaching, because they want something out of life, and they succeed, and they get it. So I tell people, if I'm not the coach for you, so what? Find another one. I don't live by other people's opinion. I thank God that he sent me a lot of clients. So many people are interacting, and it's because they want help. And I have that love that goes with everything, because I believe without love, everything that I do is irrelevant. I mean, I cannot do this work without love and without God. Without my mentors that helped me. It's a lot of people, and I acknowledge them. They've helped me be the woman I am today, and I believe they were godsend. And I am here to help those that are hurting. Everything I went through in life was for to help people out there like you today, and strengthen and build you, and let you know that you can change. Change is gonna require pain sometimes, and we just have to understand that it's not an easy road for us all the time, and everything is not always our fault. Someone says something is your fault, let them say it. If you know something is not your fault, it's not your fault. Speak to yourself and encourage yourself. And that's what you have to do on a daily basis. Not on a weekly basis. I tell people to speak to yourself on a daily basis. Okay? Let me tell you the advantage that you're going to have when you make these changes. When you begin to say, I'm willing to change and I'm not willing to listen to others. I know sometimes change requires pain. Let me tell you what you're going to reap. The advantage that you're going to have. You're going to feel happy. You're going to feel joyful. You're going to have confidence. You're going to be able to focus. You're just going to enjoy more life. You're going to become more organized. You're going to develop good habits. You're not going to have any fear or anxiety. You're going to just live life in so much peace. However, when you're living for other people's expectations of you, when you're living for them and you're worried about what they're thinking of you, you're going to experience these things. Fear, anxiety, restless, you're not going to be able to sleep, insecurity, sadness, no joy. Some of you may develop breathing problems and eating, overeating, depression, weight gain, weight loss. I mean, pains in your body, developing all types of sickness and illnesses, ulcers, because you're worried about other people's opinion. Live for you. And this is the now moment that a lot of women out there, I want you all to begin to take charge of your life and know that you can change. It's going to bring healing into your life and into your relationships, because when you begin to work on yourself, we can't help other people. They let them be judgmental towards you. Let them talk about you. Let them judge you. Well, if they don't want to hang around you and be around you, so what? What's going to make you feel at peace and what's going to make you feel so joyful is that you're changing. I had to leave a lot of people alone, and it wasn't because I think I'm better or anything like that. That's what they thought, some of the people I left behind, but I cannot change other people's thought. But as long as I know why I was doing it, I felt so much calm and at peace. Sometimes you may outgrow people, and sometimes you have to pull yourself away from those people who are negative. I don't care if it's your family members. People say, it's my family members. Tell me, where's their rule that says, because you're my family member, I have to take your insults? Can someone call me up right now and show me where it says that you have to be beat on, you have to be neglected, you have to take all that negativity, you have to, like, just take it in because it's your family member. You have to experience all that depression, anxiety, and you have to be around someone who's constantly insulting you and downing you because they're your family members. Please, someone call in right now and let me know. I see the callers, not your callers who are calling and listening to the show. I appreciate you all very much, but please tell me where and who made that rule. If you want to go by that rule, then that's on you. But ladies out there, if you want to achieve your goals and if you want to go to the next level, you have to let go of other people's opinions of you. Stop trying to live up to other people's expectations. Stop trying to live up to other people's expectations. If it's something that you want to do, then you go ahead and you pursue your dream. Don't pursue someone else's dream to make them happy so that you can feel confidence. The confidence comes from within, from loving yourself. You don't wait for someone else to pat you on the back and then now I feel confident. Okay, so what if something else happens and then they're saying, oh, look at her, look at the way what she's doing, and why is she doing that? She should be doing this. She got her, she's finished, and she done did all 4 or 5 years. She done did 4 years of college, and she done studied this for 5 years, and she's been working for years, and this is what she's doing. Maybe she's happy doing what she's doing. Maybe she just want to be a receptionist. Maybe she just want to be a maintenance worker. Maybe she just want to work in the hospital as a technician. So do what you are called to do, what makes you happy, because as long as you're living up to other people's expectations, you will never truly find any peace or happiness. So I'm going to ask you ladies this question once again. And the reason why I'm speaking so fierce, and I don't want people to take it the wrong way, I have to speak this way to you ladies because I want you to make it, because it's going to bring a positive effect in your relationships when you begin to let go of what other people think of you. So what? You don't have to be around me. So if they don't like what you're studying, this is you. Any young ladies out there, if there's a certain major that you want to study, you study the major that you want to study, not what mommy wants you to do, or your sisters, or your brothers, or your coworkers, or your neighbors, or people, whoever else you're trying to impress. Do what it is that you want to do, what's going to make you happy. And later on, you're going to go, if you're young, you're going to experience these changes, you know. Like I call it like around a clock, tick-tock, tick-tock. You know, I always imagine, you can just make an image of a clock. There's 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's different stages in our life, just like a clock. You 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and by the time you hit back 12 again, you're probably going to be a totally different person. But when you look back on each part of your life, you say, wow, all those areas made me stronger. It strengthened me, and I'm glad I did that. I'm glad I did that, but I like who I am today, and I'm living my dream, not other people's dream. I don't care what they're saying about me. I'm happy about me and who I am today. So I'm going to ask this question to you ladies out there again. What are you passionate about pursuing? What are you eager to leave behind? What are you eager to leave behind, ladies? Is it someone that you love and you feel it's going to hurt them? So how would you feel 5 years from now if you never pursued your dream because you was worried about someone's feelings? They will understand it. It'll be okay. Pursue your dreams. Change will happen. Change can happen right now if you just step out on faith, if you would just love who you are and say, my goal right now is to focus on me. I'm not being selfish. I'm not going to exclude people intentionally, but I have to do this because I have to focus and do what's best for me right now. You're not getting any younger, but you're growing older and wiser. And you don't want to miss the mark because you want to live up to other people's expectations and you're worried about what they're thinking of you. So what? So what, ladies? If he doesn't think you're pretty enough, if he thinks you're too fat, okay, maybe you begin to feel, and maybe you get a little offensive because you know it's true, okay? But sometimes take those negative insults and turn them into a positive. say, you know what, that may be true, but it's going to motivate me to lose weight in a healthy way. And I'm not doing it. Maybe this person pointed out to me what I've been thinking all along, but I'm going to do this because it's the healthy thing to do in my life for me. That person could be long gone out of my life. In fact, if the relationship is toxic, I don't need you anyway. You don't need somebody calling your names all the time in your life, ladies. What are you going to tolerate that for? Speak to yourself. Whenever he calls your name, stupid, dumb, you say, oh, I'm so smart. I'm so intelligent. If he downs you because you never finished school, say, oh, I thank you because I'm going to finish school one day. I don't care if I'm 60 years old. I'm going to go back to school. And maybe you may not want to go to school. I'm not saying drop out education. We all need the education. However, you do what you want to do. Maybe you want to work 2 and 3 jobs. Maybe you're called to just do ministry. Maybe you're called to work, pass our food to the homeless. Whatever makes you comfortable, don't do something because you feel it's the right thing to do to please others. One thing I just thank God that he's planted inside of me is I don't live up according to other people's expectations. I was. When I was younger, I felt like, oh, I have to do this because they'll be happy and this is what it is. But then I would have been miserable. So thank God I was caught earlier and got like a wake-up call. Like right now, you guys can't see what I'm doing, but I'm snapping my hands in front of my eyes, and I'm like, it's a wake-up call. It was. And for me to move forward in life and do the things that I wanted to do. So I don't worry about what people say. I don't, people, well, they be looking at me funny. So what if they look at you funny? So what? I always tell people to be aware of what's going on around your surroundings, because people are wicked, and sometimes people just do things to do it because they have issues with you, because they're jealous, because they're going through problems. So always have, you know, always, I'm not saying be paranoid, but always make sure that you're well prepared in case something happens or in case someone tries to do something to you. You know, become smart in certain areas, but don't panic. Just do what it is that you're called to do, because change is coming from many people. But you cannot change if you're doing it for other people. You're going to reap a negative effect, and then therefore you're going to experience all the things that I just quoted, all the fear, anxiety, not being able to sleep, no joy, breathing problems, anxiety, weight gain, weight loss, confusion, sad. But when you're doing it for yourself, what are you going to experience? You're going to be so full of so much joy, experience so much peace. You're going to have confidence. You're going to be able to focus. You're going to have energy. You're going to enjoy life. You're going to be well organized. You're going to have good health, and you won't have fear or anxiety, because you're doing it for you. And it feels so, and people, let me tell you something, ladies, and I have to go. I don't want to start fast talking. I'm trying not to fast talk right now, but you know, so all those who are familiar with me, I start speed talking when time is just winding down. But I just want to tell you, ladies, people are going to always have something negative to say about you. In life, you could be the perfect speaker. You can be the most smartest person in the world. Somebody's going to find something negative to say from you. And it's not because they're saying it towards you. It's because they have issues with themselves. So we're taught this early in life. Just ignore that person. And to some people, they have so many compliments, and they feel like, well, everybody loves me. And then when one person says something negative against them, that kind of, I saw a thing where it has took them far down. I'm like, because one person says something negative about you? So it's not good to be filled with so much pride and think you're all that. It's going to be people out here that's just not going to like you. They're not going to like you, the way you look, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you sound, the way you move, what are you doing. Look, you cannot live for other people, and you cannot live up to other people's expectations. You're going to live for you, ladies, and I want you, ladies, to be encouraged and to know that when change comes, change for you, change for yourself. Please email me if you have any problems, if you want me to speak of any further topics, all right, at info@tmcoaching.net. That's info@tmcoaching.net. I love you, ladies, and I just wanted to encourage you, ladies, and this is why I'm on air with you, ladies. I love you all, and thank you so much for tuning into Healing Relationships. I'll see you guys next week, same time. Love you. Change is coming.